From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to atvsafety.gov.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, cattle producers in Tennessee are scrutinizing a recent forecast for beef cattle prices in 2026. Cattle Facts issued a report which indicates cattle and beef prices are forecast to average steady to higher in 2026. Tennessee ranks number 16 in the nation for cattle production. Apple orchards in New York State are busy in mid-February. Research indicates that winter is the best time for dormant pruning. When apple trees are pruned properly, their yield the following season is much higher due to better sunlight and airflow. And tobacco growers in Kentucky are planning for a labor shortage in 2026. Beyond having fewer workers, Kentucky tobacco growers are also seeing higher production costs. Kentucky farmers raise between 60 and 70 million pounds of tobacco every year.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers pay attention to a lot of things in their chosen occupation. They watch the weather, they monitor commodity market prices, and they listen to their animals to make sure that they sound healthy. But if farmers aren't careful, the things they listen to will eventually become harder to hear. That's according to Dr. Robert Hinkle. He's an audiologist in Virginia who recommends farmers protect their hearing by using any one of several different devices.
The simple thing to do is use an earplug or a set of earphones, something to reduce the sound energy getting to your eardrum.
Hinkle says there are numerous hearing protection devices available that don't cost a lot of money, are actually comfortable to wear, and they allow the farmer to continue to monitor the sounds around them.
A common retort I get from folks using power equipment is, well, I've got to hear the equipment. Exactly. I know when there's something not quite right. And I believe one of the misunderstandings is that I need to use the most attenuating ear protection device available. In other words, I'm going to go to what the hunter would use or the target shooter would use, which is 29 to 30 decibels of attenuation. Well, if I wear that on a farm tractor or on a lawnmower, it's usually overkill.
He says for farmers, the goal is not to block all of the sound, but just to bring the sound intensity down to an acceptable and comfortable level. That way you can still hear the things around you, but protect your hearing in a noisy environment. For more information about on-farm safety, just call your local extension office.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, almost every farm in our region has a small timber lot, or perhaps several acres of what might be called a forest. What are you going to do with that land? Dr. Randy Rousseau is professor of forestry at Mississippi State University, and he says every landowner should ask themselves that question about their timberland. What are you going to do with it?
It seems like this is a question I ask every forest landowner that I come in contact with. In the vast majority of the cases, they really have not given it much thought. It seems a little logical, you know, that they're carrying on with their actually private life, raising their families in a full-time jobs, and they push this aside somewhat. They may think about it during hunting season or if someone approaches them about harvesting their trees, but in general, not a lot of thought goes into it. In a lot of situations, the owner passes away and their heirs to the estate must have to consider what they want to do with that land, with many choosing to sell as they may not be that close to the land. Those that decide to keep the land typically really are unsure of what to do and need some forestry help, and that's where a consultant is needed in helping guide them.
Rousseau goes a little bit deeper into the process of thinking about, what are we going to do with this timberland?
Well, the first thing that they need to realize is that they have a lot of options of what they could be doing. Let's consider that we have 400 acres, of which 60% of it is pine and hardwood mixture. 40% of it is in a bottomland hardwood stand with a small creek running through the middle of it. The first thing you need to ask yourself, what are my objectives for this property? Or in other words, what is my vision for the property? There are a lot of visions you can have, but you need to explore the options and do this and partly with a consultant that can help you determine the market value of the timber as well as the age of the stands. This provides the first piece of the puzzle that you'll need to base your decisions on. First, the value of the timber. Can it be thought of as a savings account? In that you are not ready to cut any timber and would rather have the timber continue to age and hopefully grow in value, then the decision is easy. We're going to leave it alone. If you want recreational value in terms of wildlife habitat, knowing the age and the makeup of the stand will allow you to decide how you'd like to partition the property. If your pine hardwood stands are heavy to pine and the market value is good, you may want to remove the pine but leave the hardwoods in the stand. This would provide cover and food for your wildlife since this is early successional stage, where full sunlight to the ground will provide additional forage for wildlife such as deer. In most cases, people think of hardwoods as being trees that live for extremely long periods of time. However, unfortunately, hardwoods also have a life cycle, and that biological age for southern hardwoods is somewhere between 100 and 200 years. If the stand is reaching 100 to 125 years of age, it's time to think about regeneration, especially if there's oak in the stand. Without some type of intervention, the stand will begin to favor more shade-tolerant species, which are lower in both economic as well as wildlife value. Really, in summary, what I'm trying to get at is that every landowner should have a management plan. And this is something that provides you with a pathway to the future. There's no reason that a management plan cannot be modified, but you probably should discuss it with your family and ensure that the vision that you initially had is still one that you and your other significant others can currently live with.
Bottom line, according to Rousseau, start the process by getting with a forestry consultant, and you can begin that process by calling your local office of Cooperative Extension. My thanks to Mississippi State University Cooperative Extension for their assistance in this report.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend came in by postcard way back in 2007 from longtime listener Una Wilkins. Una says, "Never let the desire for wealth diminish the cry of the destitute." Thanks, Una, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.